欢迎继续收看 VOA 卫视。自从2009年以来，已经有100多名藏人以自焚来抗议他们所说的中国对西藏文化的压迫。早些时候，美国21名国会参议员呼吁国务卿克里向中国表达对西藏问题的关切，敦促中国政府恢复与藏人领导人的对话。今天我们就特别邀请了藏人行政中央的司政洛桑森格博士来参加今天的时事大家谈。司政先生，欢迎您。
Sitchung of the Central Tibetan Administration on our show. Welcome to our show.
非常感谢。
谢谢。
刚才我们谢谢你来参加我们的节目。
Welcome to our show.
刚才我们提到了，就是自从2009年以来啊，已经有100多名藏人用自焚的方式来表达抗议。第一个问题，我是想让你谈一下，他们自焚的原因到底是什么？因为关于他们自焚的原因啊，现在有很多说法，特别是中国政府。
Opinions,
especially
Chinese authorities, they said that this is a planned conspiracy. What's your opinion?
To be precise, 117 Tibetans have self-immolated, of which 100 of them have died. Majority of them are lay people, monks, farmers, and nomads, and in fact, a woman as well. So,But of which, the question is really right.
这问题呢，就是问
the cause of the self-immolation.
自焚的原因
，obviously the continuing occupation,
就是国家的
占领 of Tibetan people.
对，
so there's political repression, economic marginalization,
政治的压力，
environmental destruction,
还有环境
cultural assimilation,
还有这个文化的这种
restriction on religious freedom.
还有限制宗教自由。
So combined all this,
把这些都加到一起
，these are the causes for
这个呢，这些都是啊越来越增加的这个自焚案例的这个原因，这是很让人悲哀的。
接下来我还想请你谈一下，就是自焚啊，与佛教的关系。
The relation between self-immolation and Buddhism, as we know, most of Tibetans are Buddhist believers. They use self-immolation to kill themselves, to express their protest. Is there anything to do with the Buddhism?
杀生，
那么
虽然是自焚自己结束自己的生命，那么也是结束了生命。所以呢，就有人说啊，说自焚这种方式是不符合佛教的教义。
Really against Buddhism.
Well, I'm not an expert in Buddhism.
我呢并不是佛教的专家。
But on the one hand, it's true.
确实
self-immolation is in some form a violent act.
这个自焚是某种形式的暴力。但是另一方面呢，这个佛教还有观念，就是佛教虽然反暴力，但是呢还要看动机。就如果你动机是好的话呢，你这个行动可能也是好的。
If you look at the 117 none of them have harmed any Chinese or any Chinese shop or restaurant,
中国的商店、中国的餐馆啊，中国的自行
车
都没有，中国自行车都没有。
Very clear.
所以这个行动是很明确的。
They don't have
any intention
to harm anyone else but themselves.In that sense, is it a violent act here?
这算不算暴力？
是，
但是呢，是不是？
No, because they are not harming anyone else but themselves.
不是，因为他没有伤害别人，只伤害自己。
From Buddhist point of view, it's complex.
从佛教的角度来看，这比较复杂。但是呢，我们再次还要说呢，我们不应该去侧重行动，我们要去侧重看这个原因。因为没有这些原因，就不会有这些行动了。啊，就是你只要给他选择的话，任何人都愿意活，不愿意死。不幸的是呢。
In desperate,
就是有些人就是他们很绝望，但是他又有决心要去行动，要去抵抗，
and protesting against
要抗议，
continuing
要抗议这个吃饭巨型的这种的这种压制的措施。
你刚才谈到就是他们这种做法，就是他是从某种程度上来讲，就是因为结束生命是一种暴力，但是这种所谓的暴力并没有造成对他人的伤害，没有造成对汉人的伤害，也没有造成对其他藏人的伤害，也没有造成对政府的伤害。那是不是就可以这样说？这种表达的。抗议的一种方式是这种所谓的叫做公民不服从 civil disobedience 这样的一种做法，和
As far as Tibetan administration is concerned, we have urged Tibetans inside Tibet not to resort to drastic actions, including self-immolation, because life is precious and no one should die the way Tibetans are. As a Buddhist, you know, we pray for anyone who dies. And as a Tibetan, we show solidarity and support the aspirations of self-immolators, because the aspirations of self-immolators are also the aspirations of Tibetans all over. That is, return of His Holiness the Dalai Lama to Tibet and freedom of Tibetan people. These are two common aspirations of the Tibetan people. Hence, in that sense, to fulfill that aspiration, it becomes our duty to support cause. Now, as far as the self-immolation is concerned, one could say it is a form of disobedience against the repressive policies of the Chinese government.
The
Dalai Lama, what's the Dalai Lama's attitude towards self-immolation?
His Holiness the Dalai Lama has always discouraged drastic actions before and continues to do so. And he is for nonviolence. And based on that principle, the Tibetan administration also has discouraged drastic actions inside Tibet. And His Holiness has said it brings tears to his eyes to see Tibetans burn themselves and protest. But the fact that there is no room for any form of protest in Tibet, there is no freedom of speech. If you paste a poster, you go to prison. If you have a photograph of His Holiness Dalai Lama, if you are caught, you could go to prison. And if you shout human rights, they will arrest you, you go to prison, not just go to prison. You suffer for a long, long time, you get tortured. And United Nations and human rights organizations have said many disappear and die. Hence, some of the self-immolators have drank poison before self-immolation, have drank petrol, and also lived a message saying that don't make me fall in the hands of Chinese authorities, meaning the fright, the terrifying thought of falling in the hands of Chinese authorities is so scary that they would rather choose to die than suffer in prison for a long time.
The Dalai Lama
and your administration under your leadership, is there any difference between Dalai Lama and your administration?
At personality level, there's a huge difference. His Holiness the Dalai Lama is our most revered leader, and he's Nobel laureate, global statesman, advocate of nonviolence and compassion. On the other hand, Tibet administration continues to fulfill the vision of His Holiness Dalai Lama, that is to have democracy and nonviolence as two core principles as far as Tibet administration is concerned and Tibetan people is concerned. So hence, in the last 3 years, we have invested in democracy because I got elected through democracy process, the Tibetan parliament got elected through democracy process. And we continue to advocate and believe in and subscribe to nonviolence. In that sense, these are the vision of His Holiness Dalai Lama, which we continue to fulfill. And also we adopt middle way policy. That means devoid of two extremes, neither repression of Tibetans by Chinese authorities, nor independence for Tibetan or separation from China, but rather genuine autonomy within the framework of Chinese constitution. This is our policy.
You mentioned
2 years ago you were elected as the head of the Tibetan administration.
Your predecessor,
I think he was elected in the same way.
And
that time he was called the Prime Minister of Tibetan government in exile. After 2 years on this position, what's the major difference between you and your predecessor?
As far as title is concerned, he was called in Tibetan Galun Trpa.
当时叫噶伦赤巴，
他的头衔是噶伦赤巴。Head of all Galun
Trpa 呢
是ministers,
是很多很多部长的这个首席长官。那么噶伦呢，如果你做个界定呢，这个人呢，他是从上面接受命令去执行上级的指示。那我的头衔改成司政了。那么司政就是说呢，我去负责所有的这个政治事务，包括行政的事务。也就是说，我上面没有人了。啊，就从政治和行政方面的事，我上面没有人了。所以司政
historical
也是个历史的词，也是个传统的词。
Since 1642, since the fifth Lama's time. So since then, this title has been used as the political head of the Tibetan people. So my title has changed. Other than that, you know, all the things that the learned scholar, Galun Trpa, Sandur Rinpoche used to do, I have same responsibilities.
这些职责呢都是跟我是一样的。
可能你和桑东仁波切先生一个很大的不同，就刚才你也谈到，就是你是达赖喇嘛尊者辞去在现在叫藏人行政中央或者过去的被通常叫做西藏流亡政府的这个政府的职位之后，就是现在的藏人行政中央是没有达赖喇嘛在你上边的这样的一个行政的一个这样的一个行政机构。
Administration without Dalai Lama.
Dalai Lama 尊者对你现在所领导的这个行政机构，还是不是彻底的停止了所有的影响，还是仍然会施加很大的影响
？Towards your administration, has he stopped totally? Has anything to do with your administration?
Constitutionally and institutionally, we have separated.The spiritual authority from the political authority. His Holiness is our spiritual leader, most revered leader, most respected by the Tibetan people. And I, you are right, and I am the person who is in charge of all the political matters. Hence, my role is now to lead the Tibetan people politically. Now, I do have.Obviously, relationship with his Holiness Dalai Lama because he is very experienced. He has all the wisdom and the knowledge, and hence, you know, you seek advice from him. And whenever you can, you consult him. But other than that, all the decisions, political decisions that is made by me and my team,
Gashak.
现在的藏人行政中央，现在的以前的藏人的这样的一个自治的这样的一个政府，没有达赖喇嘛以后，又该如何和中国政府对话？我们知道以前中国政府和藏人的流亡藏人的对话是直接和达赖喇嘛尊者的私人代表直接的这样的对话。现在达赖喇嘛不在这个。
Personal representative from the Dalai Lama. Now, Dalai Lama is not with the administration.
领导的这个行政机构
对话的话，
那又该如何对话呢？
If Chinese government is willing to talk with you, how do you do this?
Yeah, we have already thought about that possibility.
我们一直谈这种可能性。
As for our constitution or charter, Article 1 clearly says, His Holiness is our most revered leader, and if we want to appoint envoys, we could borrow the name of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. If Chinese government is willing to enter into dialogue with us, we could have envoys of the Dalai Lama like before.
就跟以前一样，
嗯、达赖喇嘛特使名义去到北京，
去跟中国政府对话。
As far as Tibetan administration is concerned, we are very, very clear. For us,
我们也很明确地表示，对我们来说
，substance is primary,
实质是首要的
，secondary
进程是次要的。
Now, what do we call the envoys?
那么我们
and when do we appoint them? All these are processes,
任命这些都是程序问题，都是次要的。虽然是重要，但是是第二性的。那么第一性最重要的是实质，只要我们能解决西藏的问题。
Primary importance.
Hence, 首要的问题。
Envoys will be called envoys of the Dalai Lama.
使节会被称为是达赖喇嘛使节。
And hence, Beijing should not have any objection or reason not to have dialogue with the envoys. Also, practically before, when envoys of the Dalai Lama went to Beijing, they were given directives by the Kalantripa at that time. Based on that directive, they went to Beijing and had dialogue. And from Beijing, they used to call Kalantripa, informing how the dialogue was going on. First, after coming back, is informed the Kalantripa, and then he summarizes to His Holiness Dalai Lama. So before also, when we had dialogue between 2000 to 2010, they went on behalf of the Kalantripa. And they came back, first informed the Kalantripa, but then only they debriefed His Holiness Dalai Lama. So practically, a Chinese government should not have any objection with the Tibetan administration. Having said that, even if they have objection, we have taken care of that, because substance is primary, process is secondary, and envoys of the Dalai Lama will be called the same.
那么使节呢，名称还是一样的，是达赖喇嘛的使节。
你怎么评价在过去的这许多年来，达赖喇嘛尊者和他的代表和中国中央政府的
对话 ？The dialogue between Dalai Lama and the central government.
Unfortunately, you know, there is a stalemate now.
现在是陷入僵局。
From 2002,
2010,
9 delegations
九个代表
went to Beijing or other parts of China,
去了中国其他地方。
Had 9 rounds of dialogue.
进行九轮
谈对话。And that time we did propose in writing how to define genuine autonomy within the framework of the Chinese Constitution. We listed all the provisions of the Chinese Constitution and said implement those. We'll take that as genuine autonomy. Essentially, what we're saying is if the Chinese government implement their own laws, we will take that as genuine autonomy. But the Chinese government refused to implement their own laws and then accused us of different things. That is unfortunate. I often say this. The last 50 years of our relationship between Tibetan and Chinese people is an aberration. It's a mistake. But before 1949, you can go all the way to Tang Dynasty. The relationship between Tibetans and Chinese we have had. Chinese people can point at any of these dynasties or any of the periods and say, this is the relationship we should have or restore. Tibetans are willing to consider that. But now, in the last 50 years, there's been antagonism from both sides, and that has led to a worsening situation is getting bad. That's unfortunate. But otherwise, there are a lot of solutions to be found. From Tang Dynasty, to Song Dynasty, to Yuan, to Ming, to Qing, even to nationalist government. So we can find a solution. So there's plenty of examples in the history of China and Tibet to find solutions. We should look at that. We should
do that.
达赖喇嘛尊者在他辞去在藏人行政中央的职务的前后呢，他曾经表示过，就是说在他身后，他不想再从事这样的，再找一个灵童转世，不愿意再寻找灵童转世了。假如啊，他真要这样做的话，会给现在的海外的藏人，会给现在的
Tibetans。
藏人行政中央，您所领导的这个行政机构和中国政府的这样的关系，会带来什么样的影响
？How will that have anything to do with the relationship between these factors?
That is why it's very important to find a solution on the issue of Tibet while His Holiness Dalai Lama is alive and healthy. Because he can convince all the Tibetans to subscribe to the arrangement or the decision that they reach with the Chinese government. Otherwise, you know, you might find it very difficult to find a person to convince all the Tibetans to follow the agreement. Having said that, His Holiness is very healthy at the moment. He will live very long. But at the same time, he has also taken care of that issue. In September of 2011, he has issued a statement that his reincarnation for the next 15 Dalai Lama will come in the form of reincarnation, selection, or emanation, meaning reincarnation, someone has to die to be reborn again. Selection, all the high lamas, top lamas will meet and select like the Pope of Catholic Church. Emanation means he could designate his own successor before he dies. So these three options are on the table and His Holiness could decide how best to select the 15th Dalai Lama. On the one hand, he does some kind of whether Tibetans need the 15th Dalai Lama or not
is
to be determined or finalized by the Tibetan people.
The Tibetan people,
we want 15th Dalai Lama to come back. And he will come. That much we know. And if he does, he will be reborn in exile, not inside China. Because the idea of reincarnation is to continue the mission and vision of the previous Lama.
If
the previous Lama dies in exile, he has to be born in exile to continue the mission and vision. Hence, the idea of having a Dalai Lama in China is out of the question.
那么，所以在中国境内找下一世达拉喇嘛是不可能的。
达赖喇嘛尊者在50年代初离开西藏的时候，当时啊，中国的中央政府和西藏的地方政府是有协议的，而且达赖喇嘛尊者也去北京。当时他是担任了中国人大常委会的副委员长的职务。那么后来他出走离开了这西藏。开始了流亡。那么后来他和中国中央政府的这个对话，是他是中央政府和达赖喇嘛尊者的私人代表，某种程度讲是和他本人的这样的一个直接的这样的一个对话。很大程度上，中国的中央政府是把西藏流亡政府作为一个地方政府这样的一个机构来展开的对话的。刚才我们谈到，在你
The Tibetan government as a regional government.
把这个称呼呢做了一个改变，现在叫做
the title,
藏人行政中央
司政。Name of the government.
现在的这种称呼，特别是有中文里面有"中央"这两个字，会不会给藏人和中国的这种对话会带来技术性的障碍
？Would that be a technical problem for the both sides?
In 1951, May 23rd, 17-point agreement was signed. If you study the document, you can clearly see that one country, two system that Hong Kong and Macau has is very much there. Article 4 clearly says the status and authority of Dalai Lama will remain the same. Any reforms, changes to be introduced will be done after consulting the Tibetan people.So one country two system was already promised to Tibetans in writing in that agreement, but not implemented, unfortunately. Hence, from 1951 to 1959, efforts were made. In the end, his Holiness Dalai Lama and 80,000 Tibetans had to flee to India. Now, in English, it's called Central Tibet Administration. Central is, the main body.Or the main administration of the Tibetan people, you can define it either way. But in Tibetan, it's called Pumidikzu. Also, it's Tibetan administration. So that's how we use it. We don't use the word central, but we just use Pumidikzu. That is a secondary concern. It is just a term. Now, as...If the Chinese government is willing to enter into dialogue to solve the issue of Tibet, then all this will be secondary. And also, in the last many decades, when envoys have been to Tibet and China have a dialogue, we have always called ourselves Central Tibet Administration, and Chinese government never objected to it so far. Hence, it should not be of any concern.
So, this should not be a concern for the Chinese
government.现在刚才你谈到就是中国政府、中央政府和西藏和海外藏人的对话停滞，这个停滞的主要的原因是什么
overseas, what's the main problem? What's the main issue for this
impact? From our side, we don't see much of a problem, but how we define genuine autonomy is if the Chinese government implements its own laws, we take that as autonomy. Now the Chinese government has to decide whether they want to implement what is written in the Chinese Constitution of 1982 and Minority Nationality Act of 1984. And if they don't want to implement, that is the problem. Now,from our side, we are willing to enter into dialogue anytime, anywhere, to solve the issue of Tibet peacefully. Because we advocate nonviolence, we are moderate, we are reasonable. That is still the effort. And when I spent 16 years at Harvard 大学, I have reached out to as many Chinese students and scholars from mainland China. I've talked to hundreds of them, demonstrating clearly that I am committed to dialogue at personal level as well, so that the Han Chinese could understand the Tibet issue and we can reach a solution through peaceful means.
通过西藏，和平的方式来解决西藏问题。
嗯，刚才谈到在哈佛大学读书的时候，其实我们两个就是在那个时候认识的。
You were in Harvard University.
说到这儿，就是我知道桑东仁波切先生啊，他是藏青会的创建人。
He is the founder of
Tibetan
Youth Congress, and you were a major member of that organization.
特别是中国政府方面有很多批评。
There were some saying, especially from Chinese government, saying that the Tibetan Youth Congress is
an independence
organization, Tibetan independence organization and violent organization against the Dalai Lama's personal view.
Yes, we were members of the, or even national leaders of Tibet Youth Congress. It does advocate independence, but it does not, Tibet Youth Congress does not advocate violence. There is no shred of evidence to prove in any way that they advocate violence or practice violence. So Chinese government is making this allegation for many years now.But they have not come up with any evidence and they will not come up with it because there is no basis to that allegation. As far as Tibet administration is concerned, now I'm in charge of Tibet administration, its policy is middle way, devoid of two extremes, neither repression that is going on in Tibet nor independence, but genuine autonomy for the Tibetan people. That is very reasonable for China, and it's a win-win proposition for Chinese people and Tibetan people also, because it will look true.What Hu Jintao said, peaceful rise as foreign policy and harmony as domestic policy. If that is the case, there has to be peace and harmony in Tibet. Now, Xi Jinping, President Xi Jinping says Chinese dream. And we hope that Tibetan dream is part of that. And Tibetan dream is, they want to see the Solanus Dalai Lama return to Tibet and freedom for Tibetan people.
西藏人民获得自由。
思政先生，我们可能还剩差不多最后不到两分钟的时间啊。
Less than
刚才我们谈到，我们很早就认识，在哈佛大学就认识，所以我还是叫你一路上学比较亲切。我记得你跟我说过，你喜欢中国文化，喜欢吃中餐。最后一个问题，我想问你，你本人是怎么看？
I'd like to
know
your personal view on the relationship between the Hans and Tibetans and the future of Tibet.
Yes, Mr. Forrest, you remember very well our days at Hafdashu. And my favorite Chinese food continues to be, Mapo tofu,
Mapo tofu,
Sichuan style, very spicy and hot. And also I like, whole fish, with slight ginger, and soy sauce on it. And then I do like Chinese movies as well, from Jet Li, and I just watched Red Cliff recently, which was a very popular movie in China. And then as I said, if you look, except the last 50 years, if you look before, for more than 1,000 years, the relationship between Tibet and Chinese have always been quite positive. So we should look at that history, revive that relationship, and Tibetans and Chinese people will do very well.
如果这样的话，我们西藏人民会过得很好的。谢谢，
谢谢你。
Thank you very much.
谢谢你，司政。
Thank you.
我们非常感谢藏人行政中央的司政洛桑森格博士来参加今天的时事大解谈，也感谢你们的收看。